You know you have the chance to listen to your loved ones every day. Unfortunately, we also have the chance to ignore them every day. When I was young, my father tended not to listen to me until after the inning was over when he watched the Cubs game. Had I known then what I know now, I could have told him, "Dad, don't worry about it, because in the end, they're going to lose. The Cubs, they always lose." But what happened was there was a lifetime of wait. The TV was more important than me. Now, I don't think my dad meant this in a harmful way, but I've come to understand that with my child, the game is never more important than what she has to say. The moments that we have with people, they can't be replaced. They can't be recreated. We can try to rekindle things, but we need to embrace the moments as they're happening. Finally, at 48 years of age, I spent the day with my dad in what was to be a Father's Day. Actually, it was the Wednesday before the weekend. I had to come in from out of town to visit. And I wanted to spend the day just with Dad. We went to his health club, and we worked out, and then we went to lunch, and he started to pepper me with questions, just like he did when I was a kid. He asked me how my career was going, when I was going to get a raise, how much money I had, how was I paying the bills. It felt like I was in the ring, and he had three fists, and I had none, and I did not know how to get off the ropes. His phone rang, and he took the call. It was not surprising to me, and actually, for the first time in my life, I was glad he took the call. It allowed me a chance to catch my breath. He came out of the phone call, and I started to pepper him with questions just to see what he would do and how he'd react. He actually reacted pretty well. We finished lunch, and we went to his boat, and we sat on that boat for 4.5 hours. I asked him questions about his childhood, questions I'd never asked before. At 80 years of age, I didn't know how many more years he had to tell me his stories, and he wasn't the man who tended to share a lot. But he did this afternoon, because my dad, unbeknownst to me, most of my life was dying to be heard too. He told me his stories. He told me some about childhood. He told me some about his college years. He told me what it was like to succeed and fail in business and in marriage. Around 5 o'clock, I realized I needed to go home. I lived 2 hours away, and I had promised my wife and daughter I'd be home for dinner. So when I told him I had to leave, he actually looked disappointed because he wanted to keep talking, something I'd never seen on his face before in all the conversations we'd had. And then he said something to me I will never forget. He said, "You know, Benny, you're quite an interesting man to talk to." I waited 48 years to hear that. As kids, we're dying to be heard by our parents more than anyone else. I don't know that the spousal relationship ever changes that. I don't know that when we become parents, it ever changes that the desire to be heard the most is that our mom or dad needs to hear me. We still want our parents to listen to us. That's what the child within all of us wants. When we get older, our inner child still wants to be heard. Hence, people are dying to be heard. I talk about this wherever I go, and I try to practice it too. You know, my mom, she was different. She was a listener. She would sit with me comfortably for hours. We could just sit. We didn't have to say much. It was a comfortable silence. Sometimes people aren't talking, and they hear each other anyway. Listening isn't always about the words. Sometimes it's about the feelings. I came home from college, and we went to the local lagoon. As the sun was setting one afternoon, the deer came out of the wood to feed and to drink water, and we sat in my mom's car drinking stale coffee and holding hands. We didn't say a word, but I think we heard each other pretty well that afternoon. Sometimes hearing other people and being accessible to them, it's not about what you say. It's about your willingness to just sit and be. We're in a constant state of movement in the 21st century. The idea is to get as much done as fast as we can, because everything we're doing becomes past tense so quickly. The technology changes before we've had a chance to understand what we've bought, and the new model we bought is outdated. But our soul, it's designed to breathe and to listen, and not have all the noise around us get in the way of that listening. When you first get up in the morning and you feel your breath, that's your first step to listening. First to yourself. Just to the mere fact that you're here. Something we take for granted. And every step you take every day is a victory. Don't forget that. Don't take it for granted. People are dying to be heard, and you can play an active role. You can make sure that when they are talking to you, that you look them in the eye. Perhaps you touch them on the shoulder or hold their hand. And by all means, don't fear interrupting them. If you're listening carefully, you want them to clarify something. That's a good thing. Because when you do that, you're saying, I am listening. I was taught as a child that interrupting was rude. I think not listening is rude. I think interrupting with purpose shows the utmost respect. And when you're listening to people at home, listen with love even when things aren't going well. Realize that our families are where our love begins and ends. Yes, we go out into the world and there are others who love us and that we love. There are things we love. There are things to do that we love. But the people in our lives, the man or woman we call our partner, our spouse, our husband, our wife, our children, our parents, and our siblings, they're all dying to be heard. And the history in our lives, which is so important to being heard, to knowing what the history of our lives is, that comes and goes in and out with our loved ones. Treasure this fact, even when you don't get along with those loved ones.